This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. Parsha starts off Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Ovid Be'eretz Kanaan, and Yaakov lived where his father lived in the land of Canaan. And then the pasuk continues Eile Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the children of Yaakov was Yosef. Rashi explains, Vayeshev Yaakov, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev Bishalo. Yaakov seeked a peaceful and tranquil life. After all he had gone through with Esav and Lavan, now he was back home and just wanted some tranquility. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem responded to this, Loidayin L'tzadikim Mashem Esukan Lahem Oilam Abo. Isn't it enough that tzadikim have Oilam Abo in store for them? And they also want peace and a good life in this world. The problems of Yosef came upon Yaakov, as the parsha continues, Eile Toldos Yaakov Yosef. And the parsha goes on to tell us that the brothers were jealous of him and the brothers sold him. The Mefarshim ask, what was wrong with Yaakov's reasoning? Is there anything wrong with someone who had a hard life and seeks some menuchas hanefesh now? Some explain that the answer lies in the word bikesh. Bikesh Yaakov Leishev Bishalvoi. He actively seeked it out. Technically, there is nothing wrong with desiring a better life. And when it comes your way, there's nothing wrong with being happy with it. But to actively seek it, bikesh Yaakov, was something that for someone on Yaakov's level was considered improper. The Brisker Rav offers another explanation. People assume that the ideal situation is one in which they have no distractions and they are completely focused on serving Hashem with all their time and all their resources. But in reality, for some people, Hashem prefers that they serve Him despite all of their difficulties and despite all their preoccupations, as this makes their efforts to serve Him that much more valuable. For some people, Hashem gives them a life without distractions, and Hashem wants them to be focused and learn all of Shas and all of Mefarshim. But for others, their tafkid is to accomplish less, but to do that with the distractions and hardships that Hashem throws their way. We never know which plan Hashem has for us. Therefore, when Yaakov seeks tranquility, that was improper, because perhaps Yaakov's tafkid was a life with difficulty, but still serving Hashem to the best of his ability. True, maybe he could have accomplished more without the distractions, but perhaps Hashem's plan for him was to accomplish less, but to do that with all the difficulties that Hashem throws his way. With this, the Brisker Rav explains the Mishnah in Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalit, Al Toimar Kishe Efne Eshne, Shema Lo Tipone, which simply means, do not say when I have more time, I will learn. Shema Lo Tipone, maybe you'll never have more time than you have now, and you'll never end up learning. The Brisker Rav explains the Mishnah based on what we just said. Al toimar kishe etzne eshne. Do not say when I have more time and life is easier, then I'll learn. Shema loy tipone. Maybe what Hashem wants from you is to follow His ways. When you are loy tipone, when you are not free and you are full of distractions, maybe what Hashem wants from you is a learning of a situation of loy tipone, when you're not free. So do not say l'kishe etzne eshne, because perhaps your tafkid is to be a good Jew in a situation of loy tiponet. The second word for this week is that Yosef had a second dream. Yosef dreamt that the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to him. The sun representing Yaakov, the moon representing Rachel, and the 11 stars representing his 11 brothers. And they will all bow down to him. Reb Chaim Kanievsky relates that a jokester once asked him, why didn't Yosef see in his dream a 12th star, which would correspond to his sister Dina? In next week's parsha, Yosef marries a woman named Osnas. The Asakenu Mibalei HaTosfos writes that Osnas was not the Egyptian woman we assumed that she was. When Shechem was mezana with Dina, she became pregnant and gave birth to none other than Osnas. Yaakov sent her away, and she made her way to Mitzrayim. And through the Yad Hashem, she ended up marrying none other than her uncle Yosef. The jokester turned to Reb Chaim and said, tongue in cheek, that according to the explanation of the Dasakenim, it comes out that Dina was not only Yosef's sister, but also Yosef's mother-in-law. And not even in Yosef's wildest dreams would his mother-in-law ever bow down to him. A guten Shabbos.